You're listening to the Ladbrokes Channel 4 Racing Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Ladbrokes Racing Podcast. My name's Ben Stones. I'm joined in the studio by Matt Maher. We're a man short this week, so just the two of us, but there's still some cracking racing to look over. We're going to look over three of the races live on Channel 4 on Saturday. We're going to start off at York in the 220. It's the listed Stowe Family Law LLP Grand Cup over a mile and six furlongs. We'll start off with Clever Cookie. Now, this horse has been a real improver of the last few runs. He was fourth in the Doncaster Cup behind Estimate, and he won the Ormond Stakes at Chester last time out, bringing down the colours of Tat de Boistron. Matt, do you think this one's probably better with a bit of cut in the ground and, you know, with a £6 penalty? Is he vulnerable?
Yeah, I think a bit of rain overnight would do his chances no harm. I do think he's vulnerable. I think he's quite short for a horse that's got a lot on his plate here, you know, with that £6 penalty off the back of that Group 3 win. You've got to say, it probably was a career-best performance, you know, getting the better of Tat de Boistron at Chester. But I think if you're backing him here, you've got to back him for the Gold Cup as well. I think he's 16-1 best price with us, so it would take a really good performance to win this race. And I think if he does win, he'll probably halve in price for that. So that's what I would say. Obviously a talented horse, and he's probably still a bit unexposed, even at seven, with this being only his second season on the flat. But as you say, giving £6 to most of these, and there's quite a few good horses here, I think he's got a lot on his plate.
Yeah, one of those good horses is Elador. Now, Elador actually finished three lengths ahead of Clever Cookie in the Ebor last year when he was third. That was over course and distance. So the horse, Mick Chandler's horse, obviously loves it around York. He's one that probably doesn't want the rain to come if he's going to confirm those placings. Nice winner of a new market handicap last time out. He's a potential improver, isn't he?
Definitely, I think he's got every right to improve. As you say, last time out, he was a good winner. Carried top weight that day as well and stayed on really well. As you say, it's going to be reverse case for Clever Cookie. I don't think he'll want the cut in the ground at all. But, you know, he's run well at York before, finishing third in the Ebor. Definitely got a very good chance.
Now, one at the top of the market that I can't seem to see the appeal in is Nabatian. Well, this horse is on a hat trick. He's obviously on the upgrade. Those two victories at Chelmsford and Nottingham, I don't think the form looks any good. The runner-up at Chelmsford, the quarterjack, was two lengths behind Nabatian that time. And he's gone on to be beaten 14 lengths in a Class 4 next time. And there's other horses behind him that day that have got beaten similar distances. Can you make a case for him at all?
I see what you mean. Like, the form probably doesn't quite stack up, but I do think he's looked pretty progressive, you know. He's 2 from 2 around this distance on his last two starts. As you say, won very easily at Chelmsford. And I don't really see if there's a reason that he can't improve again. You know, he's still off a mark of around 100. So, you know, there's plenty of decent handicaps about that Andrew Balding could have put him in. But it could be telling that he's thrown him in listed company here.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Not a layer, but if I was, I'd be laying him for a place. But I just think he's too short, or he's likely to be too short in the market for what he's achieved in comparison to some of the others here. Let's move on to Wakia. This horse was behind Mizu in the Cigarro Stakes. He wasn't disgraced that time, and the form's been franked with Vont de Force coming out and winning at Sandown yesterday under Richard Hughes. And the drop back in trip looks likely to suit this one. How do you rate this one's chances?
That was a massive step up in the Cigarro, and he did run on well for fifth. The form of that race has worked out pretty well, but I'm not still quite sure how much improvement he's got in him.
Okay, let's go to Red Galileo. He's not really fulfilled the promise, I suppose, when he surprised finishing fifth in the Derby at 100-1. He was staying on that day. He tries a new trip for the first time, so you'd think perhaps there could be more to come if he can sort of rekindle that sort of form that he showed at Epsom last year.
Yeah, as you say, he's been running okay lately, but hasn't won since winning over a mile in Class 5 back in 2013. So that's going to put plenty of people off. But I think the step up in trip will bring out the best in him. Last time at Ascot, he was headed 2 furlongs out and just looked out of pace, dropping back to fifth. Then all of a sudden, he started staying on again and managed to recapture second. Now, on that evidence, the extra 2 furlongs will really benefit him. I sort of think they're just starting to work this horse out. I think he's got quite a good chance here.
Yeah, agreed. And there's another one in here that I think is probably a big price for what he could be, and that's Big Orange. But he was well beaten by Clever Cookie at Chester last time out. But other than the second, they were strung out quite a way. So I think back on decent ground, if we avoid too much rain at York, then he could go well. He's a dual listed winner on ground good and good to soft. So he's got the quality there, and I think he's about the 8-1 mark. I think he can run a big race.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely going to improve. He'll get closer than 25 lengths to Clever Cookie, that's for sure. He looked quite heavy that day, and Michael Bell says he'll strip fitter and he'll enjoy a galloping track like York. He's still 25 lengths is 25 lengths for me, and I'm not quite sure he'll be able to reverse that.
Okay, then. We'll wrap this one up then. How do you see this race panning out, and what's your bet for the race?
I think Clever Cookie's a very talented horse, but he's got a lot on his plate, giving away £6. I quite like Elidor, think he's got a good chance, but at a slightly bigger price, I'm going to plump for Red Galileo each way. I think he could just be coming into his own now.
Yeah, it's no bet race for me. I think there's plenty to take Clever Cookie on. As Matt says, Elidor and Red Galileo are interesting. And Wacky is a horse that I was taken with. That was a big step up at Ascot. So I think he might be the each way play. Let's move on now. We'll move on to Haydock with the Achilles Stakes over 5 furlongs. It's a listed contest. Now, this race, we've got a few horses at the top of the market that are perhaps not best suited to 5 furlongs or have done their best racing over further. At the top of the market, we've got Music Master. Now, he's never raced over 5 furlongs, so he could yet prove that he can handle the drop back and trip. But the doubts I'd have about this horse, he was third in the Sprint Cup and the Abernant Stakes, and he was winner of a Group 3, the Hackwood, over 6 furlongs. And he won it, and he ran well those days by staying on strongly at the end. So I worry whether he'd perhaps get a bit tap for toe in this, and I think he's worth taking on. What do you see about this horse?
Yeah, I probably agree with you. The trip is the only doubt over him. I just think, though, maybe he might just have a little bit too class, a bit too much class for the rest of the field. You know, that was a fantastic performance in the Sprint Cup here behind G-Force and Gordon Lord Byron. Also finished fourth in the Diamond Jubilee Stakes at Royal Ascot. So, you know, he's obviously a very, very talented horse. If he's at his best, I think he'll probably be too good. But with the Diamond Jubilee as main target as well, you know, this could just be a bit of a prep run, and he might be worth taking on.
Okay, so who do we take him on with? Let's look at Pretend. Now, it could be another case of Trista. Many people getting their fingers burnt with that one at Sandown during the week. You know, very good on the all weather, but Pretend was well beaten on his only start on turf. That was over 7 furlongs, though. So whether he's better over 5 on turf, that will be the difference. There was very little to get excited about his Hever Sprint Stakes win over 5 furlongs a couple of starts back. And you'd have to worry that if it's going to be a similar story here as it was for Trista, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, he's giving weight away as well. But, you know, bearing that in mind, he has been very good on the all-weather. That was a very good performance in the all-weather sprint championship last time. And that race was arguably a bit hotter than this one. As you say, I think the ground's your concern here. Disappointed on his only other start. That was in Maidan and turf. So it'll be interesting to see how he gets on. Charlie Appleby said he won't want any rain overnight, so that's something to bear in mind as well.
Okay, let's look at Outdo. People sort of say that sprinters tend to get better with age, and you know it's tough for sort of 3-year-old and younger sprinters. Outdo's 6 years old, and he seems to really be coming to the fore now. His run last time out when he won at York was probably a personal best, and the runner-up of that race has won since, so the form looks decent. Is he an interest to you?
Yeah, definitely. He's done everything right this season and deserves his chance in his company, I think. He surprised David O'Meara when he won his seasonal bow at Pontefract and then defied a big weight to win at the Dante meeting. He's straightforward, which I really like about him. Should go well, but I do think he might be a little bit short for a horse stepping up in class for the first time.
Okay, now we've got Interbar. Interesting. This is another one that's sort of done most of its racing at 6 furlongs and further, stepping back to 5 furlongs for the first time. But I think this might be a decent move for Connections. And he's quite an unexposed type. So you think with this horse, is most of his races, he's been sort of running out of steam towards the end over 6. He was only 2 lengths behind Gordon Lord Byron on Champions Day at Ascot last year. So the form's there for him, and there's plenty of improvement entitled to come. And I think 5 furlongs could bring out more for this horse.
Definitely, I agree with you. As you say, he's looked a bit short of stamina now and then in the final stages of the 6 furlongs. He likes around Haydock, ran pretty well behind Clear Spring on reappearance, who's gone on to win at Newbury. I think he's definitely got a good chance.
Okay, I'm going to move on to one at a bigger price that I'm probably going to fall off a cliff until they retire it. That's Kingsgate Native. Now, I really like this horse's chances. Well, I thought it was a big price last week in the Temple Stakes, and it was a horrible, messy race. His chance was gone half by half at halfway, as had the chance of the likes of G-Force. So you can probably put a line through that race. But I think he's a 10-year-old now, so he's coming to the twilight of his career, but he's still running decent races. He likes it around Haydock. His form before that run last time out was at Haydock over five furlongs was 3-1, 2-1. So conditions to suit, as long as we don't get too much rain. And as we've been talking all through this race, you know, he's the one that's the five furlong specialist. And I think he's worth an interest, an each way interest at a big price. Are you going to tell me otherwise now, Matt?
No, I get you. I get your angle with the whole five furlong specialist and that. I just sort of think maybe his sort of group 2 days might be behind him now. You know, his last win was at Beverly in a class three. But before that, you have to go all the way back to May 2013 to find the last time you won a group two. And just think maybe a little bit long in the tooth now.
Okay, I'll take your point. But I think this is a weaker race than last time, and I think he'll go well. So who's your money for this race? It's a tough one, I think.
Yeah, I think Interbar will be getting a little squeak each way.
Okay, and I'm sticking with Kingsgate Native no matter what he says. We'll move on to the 3:45 at Haydock, the Sandy Lane Stakes. Now, this was upgraded this year from listed race to a Group 2. It's brought out a couple of decent entries, and at the top of the market is Limato. Now, he's unbeaten. Henry Candy wasn't exactly giving off the best vibes before Ascot, but the horse could barely have been more impressive that time. It's his race to lose, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, and I think he's good value around the even money mark. He's reopposing a lot of horses here that he's beaten before. I mean, he looked very, very exciting when cruising to victory on the bridle to beat Matt with a red car last year. And that form has been franked by the runner-up a couple of times. He's gone on to win some good races. As you say, Henry Candy was worried he wasn't showing quite the same spark on the gallops before his reappearance. But again, a very, very, very good performance. It's a shame he's a gelding because he could have had a crack at the 2,000 guineas, I think. I can't see anything beating him.
Okay, we'll have a look at a couple or two or three we're opposing him this time. We've got Matt Moore, as we mentioned. He was second at Redcar last season. He was a length and a half behind that time, and soft ground probably could bring him closer, but he was getting £9 that day. They're racing off level weights this time, and you can only see that going that, you know, one way again. Also in there, you've got Ade, who's already been beaten by Limato twice. He was third behind him at Ascot last time out. Not last time, in the penultimate run, but he's won since a listed race at Newbury. So he's looking strong, but Limato looks far too strong for him. One that I think we both like at an each-way price is New Providence for Hugo Palmer. She's the only filly in the race, so she gets a weight allowance. She's a Group 3 winner over six furlongs, and she's got some nice form that ties in with the likes of Lucida and a Sailor as well, hasn't she?
Yeah, definitely. She bumped into some really nice fillies last year, so... also got a win over Marsh Hawk, who has turned out to be a decent horse. I think I'd rather be on her at about 16-1 than one of the ones he's already beaten. I think she's got very good place claims.
Yeah, totally agree. Probably be my best bet of the day each way on the New Providence. I think there's nothing that's been beaten by Limato in this field that looks likely to reverse the form, and it's worth having a go at something that's not faced him before, I think. Right then, Matt, what would you say the best bet of the whole day for you?
Well, I'm not one to really steam into even money shots, but around 11 to 10 even money, I think Limato is actually an excellent price. I thought it'd be about 1 to 2. So, Limato, I think.
Okay, strong words there for this unbeaten sprinter. Matt, thank you very much. Just remember, if you back a winner at 4-1 or bigger on any live Channel 4 race on Saturday, Ladbrokes will give you a free bet of up to £25. So log on to ladbrokes.com online, on mobile or on tablet. Make sure you check news.ladbrokes for all the latest previews. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you again next time.